everybody. Well, this is our Friday night Creation Lightship Healing Program. And the date today is August 5th, 2016. So let's clear the date here for everybody. Sometimes you're attached to those numbers and maybe even, the letters in the word for August. So here we go. Releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's clear away an energy from you that you're dealing with. Could be anything in a situation or something, pain energy, or hopefully nobody has anything going on, but in case you do, here we go. Think of that particular energy. We'll take away that alien program that you're thinking about. So remember, each time you think of something, you're on a program. That's one way to look at it. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now let's bring in the energies for the light beams, or light beam, whatever you have up on your monitor screen or multiple screens. Stronger. Bring in peace to your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay. So, Anne, are you out there?
I sure am, Ron. Thanks so much. You're listening to the Ron Ametron Healing Show. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out if you haven't already and read the wonderful information on there and do some of the free healings. And this is the place to be caught up on what's happening with Ron and the healings and how to do the healings. And things are always evolving. Ron has given us a lot of free things recently, so the BBS radio shows are the place to be. We have several announcements, but I'll just say that tomorrow at the same time, BBS Radio Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific Time is a really particularly wonderful show to be on live. You can listen to all of these as archives, but the Saturday night show is a great one to come on live because it includes a trip to the light ship where you can request a physical healing with the light being doctors there. And tomorrow, which is August 6th, 2016, I'm saying that for the benefit of people who are listening to this as an archive, Ron is doing a vortex removal call. It costs $30. You can still sign up for that. Even tomorrow morning you can sign up for it if you want. And you pay for that by going to the donation button on creationlightship.com and then forwarding your receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com. Then Ron will send you a phone number and a PIN code that you need to get on the call, and you just call in and announce yourself. So one listener, Ron, wants to be on the call or is going to be on the call tomorrow, absentee. And his question is, does he have to call in at the beginning to announce himself?
You can if you've did a donation and or you used the link that we sent out. Either way works. But once you pay for it, you're on the call. So people like to sign in so that they know that they're on it. And then we can also say hi to you. So anyway, either way works. So just get your water bottles ready. If you are going to be absentee, people just put them up on their, maybe on their, table where they have their computer. You may want to have your computer up with the light beam there with your water bottles and your picture, you know, facing the screen and water bottles maybe behind you. And we'll energize the water bottles for you, as we would normally do through the calls. So back to you, Ann.
Right. And if you're not going to be there, Ron, and you can label the bottles, and Ron normally charges a pain, a bottle of water or a glass of water for pain relief. He normally does one for copper, one for calcium, magnesium. One for, you could do detox, right, Ron? A detox water you can request. And then he always does, my favorite, the sleepy time water. So you get that charged up and you save it till right before you're going to bed. And if it's you know, the middle of the night. It'll last for 24 hours, I believe you've said, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
So if you're someone who it's first thing in the morning, well, you're not going to want to do sleepy time water, but you can save it till, you know, you're going to bed that evening. Are there any others I should mention, Ron?
No, that's good, I guess. I do skin misting water. We always do that, and
maybe
a mouthwash.
Right. That's a good one. Those are good ones. And I suppose you could put whatever codes I need for X situation I have.
Yeah, that could work.
Does that work?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you may do a water, just one for your choice, and that would be what you're choosing.
Great. Okay. Somebody had, I think, another question about the vortex. I'm going to try and find that one. Okay. The other thing I just wanted to announce is that the August live healing calls are listed now on the website, and they're not this weekend. They're next. They start next weekend with the 4-hour Saturday Ascension call. That's going to be Saturday, August 13th, and then the 8-hour calls are the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. Okay, so we have a nice testimonial here, Ron, for the Mind to Heart Drop. And if you're not familiar with that, there's a recording of Ron doing the Mind to Heart Drop on his website, and he does it at the end of every radio show. I have the person I live with and myself doing the Mind to Heart Drop every hour, and we spend a few hours doing healings on all of our unlimited clearings. We now have a much better experience and are not in darkness half as much. It is giving us a good relationship and working to heal, and rather than forgetting our needs of it. So I guess they're saying that actually doing the Mind to Heart Drop a lot during the day helps them remember how important it is to keep up with your healings.
Very good.
Yeah, that is a great idea. And if you live with someone and you're both, you know, on the same page, then you can remind each other and keep each other going on. So you stay on the CLS Now timeline of light. Okay. Oh, someone, I'm sorry, the Saturday call is $30. Someone's asking.
And I'll be sending the information out for the login phone number and the pin code. That'll be it this evening. So if you haven't received anything, that's because I haven't sent it out yet, so you'll be getting it this evening. Well,
yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Right, a couple of people are sending.
Clearing here. Just see here that today is the day that President Lincoln imposed the first income tax, 3%. Oh, boy, first A to B. I don't know when it got brought forth on this day in 1861. 3%. And that income's over $800. Strapped for cash with which to pursue the Civil War. So that was a tax to pay for the Civil War. Still paying that. Interesting. Aren't those bankers lucky? Oh, let's clear away this energy here. So releasing that energy of enslavement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I guess back to you. Revenue Act. There's some
PEs
in it.
There's some key words in what you just said, Ron, that maybe a lot of us will want to be clearing on the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept clearing.
Yeah.
I just had the thought too. Could you clear us of the planet Venus, which is supposed to rule this day?
Sure. So here we go. Okay. I wonder if the energy is coming through the letters for Venus. Okay. Because we're attached to the word, and if you never have seen Venus through your schooling and everything else that, you know, astronomers have pictures of, then you're attached to the word itself. You don't really need a picture. So let's just clear the vowels. So here we go. Clear with V-E-N-U-S, right? Let's clear vowel for E, since we're attached to that keyword, okay? So releasing that E energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll say Venus and see if you relate to it at all. You may have felt the cordings leave you. And now we'll do the U. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And has us on the end of it. So let's clear that, that's breaking the word down, so us, you, S, so releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I guess that's probably it. So, see how you feel. So back to you.
Okay, and one more request. Could you check if we have some aliens listening to the show tonight and release them for all of us?
Yeah, hi, aliens. Are you ready to leave? Here we go. Bring your buddies with, your families, and everything else. These are the ones that you typically maybe can't see that's living, you know, with you in your house. Or maybe you're living in their house, you know, one for the way of looking at it. So here we go. And if they happen to be real people here and they're trying to escape because of doing, you know, bad deeds here, they will be hunted down at that point. So they won't be able to leave. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. What's that AC/DC song? Dirty D's done dirt cheap. Yeah, so anyway, we got them. So back to you.
Did a lot leave just then, Ron?
Yeah, there was maybe more on other shows, but, you know, if we get rid of even one of them,
right,
and 30 of our listeners here, for whatever, that's good. So back
right.
to you.
Great. Okay, I'm going to go through some questions we have on our email account. And the first question is about Facebook. I shared your free sample healings with people I know on Facebook. Is there anything I should do to protect myself?
I don't see any problem with that, no.
Okay. Okay. We have a testimonial about the Whole Life Galactic Federation Affiliation Disconnection, which is quite a mouthful. We were talking about that, I think, on either the Monday or the Wednesday show. Many years ago, I was told I was part of that group, so I was so happy to get that clearing and the unlimited version. What a relief. Looking forward to doing the shackle and vortex in specific incident you gave us permission to do on any whole life and unlimited. I also got the organization affiliation disconnection for other earthly groups. So, yeah, those are two really great clearings, Ron, this listener is thanking you for. Do you want to say anything about that again, the Galactic Federation and the organization affiliation disconnection?
Well, it's good to get it off of you, number one, because you don't know what you're connected to. What they tell you and what happens to you is probably two different things, naturally. There are people who have read websites and about the Galactic Federation and how great they are and how they're always coming to help us here. And as you know, when are they planning to help? You know? So anyway, that to me is a big joke. Well, it's not really a joke. It's just something that's really sad that these aliens are doing this to us. But they always bring stuff forward that's going to happen, you know, yesterday. And if it didn't happen yesterday, it's because somebody did something wrong or somebody got hurt or something got, you know, in the works, preventing something from happening. So remember, they're in control of time. They're in control of you and the humanity here, basically, because they enslaved us here. And that's the whole process. So anything that goes wrong with this planet, it's not because of the people that you think are humans here. It's because the aliens are inside of those bodies doing things, and they're reaping the benefits of whatever it is. So, you know, if you look at what we talked about here with President Lincoln, so we had the Civil War. Well, the aliens are probably behind that and all the bankers from maybe overseas, and they got paid and still getting paid for interest on that particular war that we had and other wars. And they probably bet on both sides, naturally, and give money to both sides and then charge interest on it. And so, you know, they're doing that. So that's the alien stuff. And any way you look at it, you know, if they were going to help us, they could do something with anything they want to and eliminate it. So everything here is basically controlled by aliens. And as you read the or hear people channeling, bringing in the darkness, you know, from these groups of whatever, whoever channels out there, they're channeling something of some kind of divine order or whatever it is, to spell that it never meets the pavement, whatever they tell you. They've been doing this for years. Like I said, you know, the New Age movement was, I think, brought forth by one of the alphabetical soup agencies. So. From there, people think that we have hope, and naturally, if you have hope, then you have a lot of energy there, of emotions, thinking things will change, and then they tell you it's going to happen in 2 weeks, whatever that's going to be, and never happens, and they're still, you know, sucking energy out of people. So the reason why the planet is the way it is because there's very few humans left right now, you know, on the population. Way less than probably 5%. And from there, the aliens are controlling things here. And the clones that are here are just probably here because it's like their orientation, get acquainted type of thing for the planet. And maybe they'll be, again, removed and brought somewhere else to live on some other location. Maybe they're going to be slaves. So whole thing is this planet is controlled by aliens. That's why they created time. That's why you have keywords that are, you know, bothering you, connecting you to the darkness. And those keywords then give you your dreams and everything else going on brings up your past consciousness, whether you know about it or not, of past lives. And they have a wonderful system that benefits them greatly. It's a perfectly designed system. So that's why we have clearings on the website to help you to relieve yourself from what's going on by them. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, I remember from my unfortunate New Age days reading those channelings, and we just weren't quite evolved enough yet. And as soon as we evolved a little more, then the aliens would step in, but we weren't ready yet. So that's disturbing. Okay, somebody actually wrote in, Ron, asking you about New Age teachings, and if you could discuss a little bit about the New Age teachings like Law of Attraction and how when you talk about timelines and being in the now, how that's different.
Well, the whole, on all of our shows, we talk about being in the present moment, doing the mind to heart drop. So the only way you're going to get away from the alien mind control is to be in the present moment. And the timelines that the aliens put you on, you can't stop them by doing the mind to heart drop. You're not necessarily in source energy, but when time is not moving for you, then your spirit can communicate and be with you more to bring peace to you. So anything that is not peaceful in your life is alien. And that's kind of the whole thing. Do the mind to heart drop, 20 seconds later, you're in peace. And they simply are not going to want you because you're not emitting emotions, which could be happiness, you could be all full of joy and laughing and giggling, or you could be in the other end of the stick, remember it's duality. So you could be in pain and sadness and hysterical, crying, beside yourself, and it doesn't matter, you know, what end of the stick you're on, they're still taking energy from you. They really don't care what it is. But when you're in the present moment, then you are, you know, pretty much so out of their control. And that's the whole process. Anything that they tell you that doesn't relate to being in the present moment, which only takes 20 seconds to do with a mind to heart drop, then that's all the New Age teachings, doing mantras, meditations, bringing in stuff to yourself because you're not good enough, connecting, we'll say, to your higher self, your lower self, your middle self, your whatever self you want to connect to. That's also outside of yourself. Anything outside of yourself is darkness. And it's just a way you need to look at it. So the New Age teachings are for the New Age of abduction, so the aliens can get you. Do the mind to heart drop and you notice instantly it's all going to go away from you as you are in the present moment. And it depends how long you can stay there. Then you can do it again. So that's basically it. They had to figure out a way to control you at the ending days or years or whatever before ascension time comes. And so they created this type of movement. And I think they started it probably in the late, 1800s, you know, with the different people out there doing their own channeling and making books on it and different things. You know, I won't bring up any of the names out there. But then you have the New Age churches doing stuff too, you know, science of mind, religious science is one of them, using mind energy. I mean, right away you know that it can't be source energy because you're using mind. Once you understand that, you go, wow, I better run from that church. You know, there's, you know, a really big one in Los Angeles. Starts with an A. So when you start to do anything, dealing with mind, and you're asking some energy outside of yourself that you can never really connect to or touch, then you are connecting to it, but you don't know what it is. They tell you what it is. But source energy is always with you. So what you're doing is you're going off onto a large tangent, which can actually harm you, take away your spirit, you know, cause body harm, and everything else. So that's the bottom line with the New Age teachings. It's there to entrap you further down the rat hole for the darkness to get a hold of you. So back to you.
Right. Oh, okay. So a listener wrote in that you discuss these alien timelines and New Age philosophies on your YouTube videos that were done at the expo. So there's a lot of more information about that if you want to listen to those. It's Ron Amatron is the name of Ron's channel on YouTube. Okay. And someone has another request, Ron. You cleared us from the planet Venus earlier. It cleared out the vowels and everything. But this person is pointing out that what's attached to that word, Venus, is love, love energy, because Venus is known as the matchmaker. I remember hearing that's why everybody wants to go out on a date on Friday night. It's because of the planet Venus. So can you clear
we'll
it
the word love, I guess.
Great.
Here we go. So love energy, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And you can clear that yourself by releasing the vowels. Just go on to the alien keyword intercept. It's a free clearing. And put those words in that are bothering you. Or if you don't know they're bothering you, then just do a test and see if that helps you. Remember, what happens is they use the keyword like love. We'll just use that. So what do you think of? What do you think of love? Think of a relationship? You think of somebody that you've been with in the past? Do you think of an animal, you know, or pet or something? Whatever it is, it's still in the past. You want to be in the present moment. So that's where they get you. So you're using the past energy as a reference to run your life right now, which is what the aliens want you to do, because they'll bring up all that past stuff from your energetic bodies that's contaminated. And with love, you have naturally probably your feeling body. That's a big one. And then you, you know, you may not have your fear body involved unless you had an awful situation with, you know, a love situation. But normally you'd be working with feelings. So right away, they're contaminating your feeling body. So the whole thing is, you know, how are they using these words to control you energetically with your invisible energetic bodies? That's why we have whole lifetime clearings on them to get rid of your past so that you're able to be in the present moment and not have the past control and rule your life. That's the bottom line. So, you get that replaced with peace energy, and you're neutral again, just like a baby would be. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you. And a listener sent in a nice description of the alien barcodes that are preventing ascension. The alien races track us through four types of energetic barcodes that are preventing ascension. One, the physical body barcode that tracks our body's location for abduction purposes. Two, the mind barcode that connects us to collective consciousness, mind control transmissions. Three, the spirit barcode that entraps us within the dark side universes and prevents our ascension. And four, physical body reincarnation to Earth barcode keeps the body attached to the Earth's energetic grid lines. And they...
That's great.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And the person says, too, they recently, I guess, did the Earth barcode, and they highly recommend that one. So thank you very much, listener, for sending that in. That's very helpful. Okay, I'm going to keep going on our emails here. Okay, someone is doing the vortex clearing tomorrow for some family members who won't know about it. So that's very nice of you, listener. So she's treating some family members to come on the call. Should she have their pictures up in front of the light being?
Yeah, that'd be great, sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess if you can, right? And so they don't know about the water. So she's saying, will the water in their bodies get charged up?
Yes, the water in your body will get charged up. Yes, uh-huh, that's correct.
Okay, great, great. And...
Oh, yeah, and one thing about the call. Some people, they get kind of very concerned because they paid for a call, and maybe an hour into a call or something, they fall asleep. And they go, oh, man, I just lost it, you know. Did I have anything done to me because I was sleeping for 2 hours or whatever, and they beat themselves up, you know, because they were present. Yeah, as long as your picture's up on your computer, at or you fall asleep on your couch and your monitor is, you know, on also, and you're in that same room, or you're hearing my voice, either way, it's working. So don't worry. But if you are concerned, then put a picture up in front of your monitor. And, you know, if you have to go outside to feed your pigeons or something, you know, it's still going to be working for you. So maybe you got some pet squirrels or something. So no problem. So back to you.
Okay. On Wednesday's show, we had you discussed the New Earth Transport Clearing. So I'd like to go over a couple of points, Ron. First of all, one person is asking if they go on, for instance, tomorrow's call, or they were on the Heart Knots call, should they be putting that into the New Earth Transport?
Those are normally put in automatically once you're connected with me if you're on a call. So you need to put it when you're doing something yourself on the computer. But with, you know, like if you're on a call with me, like the 8-hour call we'll say, or the 3 calls that we have on Sundays, or we do some special clearing or healings on the different nights that we do the conference calls, you know, you're good to go. So, like, if you're on the Wednesday call where we do water charging and go to the light ship and we pick one area to work with you, you know, all these things that bring back energy to you are automatically, you know, we'll say, recorded for you without you doing anything. Once you're on the call, whatever we do on the call, that gets put over to the Earth Transport. It's just when you do it yourself, whatever you're doing, you want to add that to, you know, your own particular energies that would be there. So you just go in there and put your name in and enter in what you have done, what issue possibly, and what body you're working with. That's the kind of the most simplest way for what healing you have done. So back to you.
Okay, and just want to clarify one other thing, which is if you just bought the emotional body clearing, let's say, you go in there and you earth transport it by typing in emotional body clearing whole life. Then next week you do the emotional body healing because you got upset about something and you want to clear that. You want to then redo it and put that in. If you have not been doing that because apparently a few people were confused on that point or I don't know, Ron, if you changed it a little or we didn't hear it, whatever. There was confusion about putting in incidences. But Ron said not to worry about going back and digging up old incidences, but going forward, put them in. And another listener wrote in some tips for that, and they say first, leave the New Earth Transport page open on your computer all the time as a reminder, to always do it after you do a healing. And you can just cut and paste right from the incident box into there because it just looks like one line, but it will actually hold a lot of words. Is there anything
that's
else,
great.
Ron?
Yeah,
any
wonderful.
Other tips?
Yeah, very, very good.
Okay.
So we're talking about when you do the, like the first whole lifetime clearing, that's your whole lifetime. And so you don't need to put anything in there in the incident boxes as far as on that clearing. Just when you go to the Earth Transport, then you type in there that you did that clearing. So once you do a clearing, that's good to go. Don't look back. What happens since you're living from that time forward, because you're just reborn again with a brand new energetic body after you do that clearing. So now, are you going to contaminate it? Well, you don't know. Hopefully not, but things happen. But then if you do find out that you're contaminating or you have been contaminated by somebody else's emotions, then you go in and you purchase the unlimited version. And in the unlimited is where you would type in that specific incident. You don't do any typing of any incidents at all when you first do your whole lifetime clearing, because you wouldn't even know what's in there. You have, trillions upon trillions of incidences. How many times do you think each day? You can think how many that would be. Those are all timelines. So it clears you. Now, the ones that you get corrupted with that are major ones, then that's why you buy the unlimited version. And then, like what Anna's saying, you just copy and paste that into the new Earth transport clearing. That way it'll start to bring back more of you, your body and your spirit, as you're collecting this and you have the clearing done. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. Remember, when you get told or somebody tells you about some incident that has happened and it pushes a button, brings up fear or anxiety or something, that's from your stored past in your DNA. Okay? Now, sometimes people may say, yeah, this happened, and you go, oh, well, so what? You know, I don't relate to that whatsoever. That means you don't have it inside of you. Somebody else, that's next, you might say, oh, man, you mean you don't have any remorse or sadness or guilt or whatever else? You know, where's your compassion? You know, well, it doesn't relate to me. But for them, it does. And so, but they'll still try to, the aliens anyway, will still try to work through other people around you to slime you, to contaminate you. So if you find yourself relating to something, getting contaminated, it's only because it's inside of you that was buried deeply from your ancestors. Remember, you're living new lives, living the lives of your ancestors. And so maybe they didn't have an occurrence, but if they did and it just popped up forward, now that's your new life experience. And you want to get that out of you. You want to get that contamination, that darkness that's going to steal your spirit, your soul, your body. We'll say, you know, forget the mind energy. The mind energy is the one that is causing all the problems. So it's you want to clear that out when you do the unlimited versions and put that into the Earth transport. So you're regaining yourself back again, because once you hear about it and you have an issue, that part of you somewhere in your body, some cells or whatever, is now contaminated and your spirit cannot come into it, and that all can be stolen from you. So the more that you get involved with something, the more you're losing yourself. Back to you, and we'll see what else is cooking out there.
Okay. So someone just sent in another question. Yes, whatever clearing you're doing, you write it in on the space, and then next to it, whatever. Emotional body, whole life clearing, or emotional body, my boss yelled at me on Tuesday, and I got upset, whatever. You clear, and then you click the button, and it's done. It's gone. Okay.
And also, you know, you want to clear out of you, wow, I got a raise yesterday, you know, and I'm making 25 cents more an hour. I'm really happy. You want to clear that out of you, too. That's judgment.
Right.
You want to be in peace. Well, whatever is good or bad, typically it's the bad things that most people relate to, you know. But if it's something that is for you a positive note, you're still excited about it. You're still jumping up and down, being happy. Like I said earlier, it doesn't make any difference to the aliens if you're happy or sad. It's still going to steal you. And that's why you want to clear that out. So
right.
Most people don't understand it at first when I talk about this. They think, what could it be talking about? You mean I can't send somebody good thoughts? You know, I really love sending people peace thoughts and good thoughts and wonderful thoughts. Well, they're doing a psychic attack on you. And once you start learning more and more of that, along with that situation of a good thought, it's all other emotions that go with that good thought and all the different situations and timelines, and you're now hooked up to their timelines. They're doing it to you. They're sliming you. So you don't want to have any of that happen to you. So that's why we have clearings to help yourself out so you can stay peaceful. Remember, if nobody talks to you, you don't have a TV or radio and you do a clearing, and you live by yourself out in the woods, if that's possible, and you just, you know, hang around, you know, little animals and the trees and the birds and the bees, and they're very peaceful, typically, then you won't have any contamination happening to you. They're not going to talk to you like people do, where they have an agenda. They're bringing up their past lives and making it your new story. So whether it's history or her story, it's all the same. It's somebody's story, and they're having you live that on timelines. You don't want to have that happen to you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. By the way, I know it's hard for me to remember to clear the more positive things. I forget that, so thank you for the reminder, because you tend to think, oh, well, it's a good thing, so it's okay. But no, if you've got kind of too happy or excited about something, you need to clear that too. Okay, someone wrote in, I've been enjoying listening to your past BBS radio shows, even your first show back in 2006. It's wonderful to experience it for it's you doing your first run as a show, and you talk about yourself and the light ship. And you do a lot of healings on those early shows, Ron. The only thing I would say, and I recommend very highly that people listen to all the archives, they're wonderful. The only thing I would say is, because I listened to the really old shows fairly recently, and there's a lot of trips to the light ship on them, and unfortunately you're not, you need to be aware you're not actually going to the light ship, as Ron says, on Saturday nights when you're on the archive, but you'll experience peace energy. So they're still worth listening to and enjoying. Do you want to say anything else about listening to the archives of BBS, Ron?
Oh, I got a lot of them. That's all that I can say. So I don't know.
you hardly remember them, right?
I don't remember them. Yeah, I think, gee, it's like, you know, 10 years almost, you know. I think I know I was on the first show that I went on as a guest what was that? I think she might still be on BBS. But I did a show, and I tried to find it, but I couldn't find her, the show. But it was in December. So I think the last name was Siebel, I believe. But anyway, it may not be on any archives, but I was on her show. And then I got on BBS, whenever it was. It was probably, I'm guessing maybe, in December or January of 06 or something, maybe 05, 06. I think 05 was my first time on BBS. And then I did shows from there on. I believe January on in 06, but I'm just going by what I think I know. I'm not 100% correct, knowing that, so don't look at the archives. But it is a lot of fun, and has been, but I enjoy it. And if you, like I said, if you see anything or hear anything, I should say, that doesn't quite sound correct to you at that moment when you're listening, and you need another explanation of what I was talking about for more clarity, I don't mind going over something. So, you know, if you happen to hear something that doesn't seem to sound right to you, or you didn't understand it, by all means, you know, reference the show for the listeners who are out there, and ask me the question of what you have regarding what I was talking about. So, back to you.
Yes, Ron, and what's interesting, too, about listening to the shows is you get more, and you as a, you know, a light being and also a human get more and more clarity yourself, and it's very interesting. So somebody actually, now they didn't put the date of the show they were listening to, but someone does have a question. On earlier archives, you said that those that are now passing over don't need to return here. Could you talk more about that? Is the spirit free now to explore elsewhere?
The spirit cannot go elsewhere. because there's no more ascension. You know, there's no ascension at this moment. At ascension time, it can go elsewhere. Okay, so if a person were to leave here, and if the person is not connected by the alien, they will not reincarnate. For a while there, it looked like the aliens were toned down a bit, and they were not taking any people as far as forced reincarnation. Unfortunately, right now, it looks like they're still trying to enlist people in reincarnation. But there's so many clones here now, they may not even want the people, except maybe to go on to the food chain. Remember, the old days is different than what it is right now. So that probably had changed because the people now, you know, since there's probably less than, 5% of the population here is actually humans. So they may bring forth a clone maybe in your soul family, but I would think your soul family is probably diminishing from humans. And I don't know if they're bringing in alien clone bodies, replicas into soul families or not. The frequencies won't match. So you might look at that yourself even and just see if you can remember how it was, say, 10, 15 years ago with how your life was being directed by your soul family as compared to the way it is right now. There's probably much less of you around. It's sort of like looking for, World War II, war veterans. There's not that many around anymore. Where, a long time ago, they're all over the place. So they're leaving because they can't sustain life any longer. That's, they're getting old. So maybe once they leave and they get taken sideways because they haven't had any clearings or haven't done their spirit barcode, then they're probably going to be on the food chain. And what comes in here, I don't think it'd be connected to your soul family, so you'd have a lot more freedom of your own particular way of being because the controlling energy from your soul family, there's less people and there's less controls for you to interact with them. It'd kind of be like you're the last one left in your family line here, which means that more than likely, you're it. So your soul family might be diminishing a lot. And I don't think they're going to put aliens into that. So the clones, are basically here to receive programs from the darkness and to carry out those programs and how to function. So they're great slaves to the aliens. And when I was in a lot of the tunnels, I was seeing a lot of the grays bringing forth the clones here. There may be other groups doing so, but years back, that's what I was seeing was the grays were actually having those brought forth. I'm not saying that the other races weren't doing it too, but I was finding more of the gray energies underground doing that than anybody else. So back to you. And it's possible maybe the other races wanted to sacrifice the grays. So, the pecking order, maybe they wanted to get the grays off of the planet here. So back to you.
Okay, the next email. What is the closest you can place the picture of yourself in front of the computer screen? Can you place it right against the screen? And then
I don't think I'd go that close. I would say a foot away or so would be fine,
Okay.
Now, maybe, you still want to probably use your keyboard. You could put it up close like that if you wanted to. I'm talking about if you have a laptop, anything would work. But normally when I talk, I would think that you're going to be maybe away from your computer. So your computer is, on top of maybe a table or something, right? Computer stand or whatever you have, and then just maybe make a little red angle bend on it, put it on a piece of paper or something or cardboard and put some tape on it or whatever, make like a little A-frame for it or something, or like a little picture holder and put it on that and put it in front of your computer some way. It'd be, you know, on your table so your screen is in front of your picture and have your picture face the screen. And if you happen to have an owie of some sort, and you can somehow, maybe you got a bruise on your knee, we'll say, right? Well, you could take a picture of that bruised knee that you have, and also, you know, with technology now, that shouldn't be too complicated to do, and then print that out and maybe shrink it down or something and put that, you know, also in front of your computer. So that's, you know, another way of doing that, and maybe have your face, you know, there alongside of it. And you may even want to put, you know, your name on the bottom of the picture with the bruised knee. So back to you.
That's a great idea, Ron. Okay, and this listener also just ends with, thanks again, Ron. You are our only hope. I think a lot of us feel that way. Okay.
How about your spirit, your only hope? I'm just trying to help you get more spirit energy. Your spirit is what you have for hope. All I can
right.
do is facilitate your spirit to be with you more.
Right. Okay. We've answered the questions that this listener has, but at the end, I just want to read what he says. May I finally say to Ron, thank you so much for the emotional clearing. For the past 2 days, I have been feeling wonderful, so lightened, even a little enlightened, as if a mountain of stuff was lifted from me. Walking through my city, I felt far less judgment and more compassion for everyone, and people smiled at me a lot.
Yeah, try to get rid of the compassion. You don't want to relate to compassion. You want to be neutral. So if you are feeling compassion, that means that maybe your empathic body or some other body is needs to be worked on next, okay? So you don't want to get caught in that trap of you know, working with a contaminated body. On one of the expos in New York, a lady came up to me, or I think it was New York, maybe, or L.A., one of them. But anyway, she came up and said, you need an emotional clearing or something. And she goes, let me check. So she did her whatever she does for about 30 seconds. You know, maybe she's doing those muscle testing with her fingers that will make little donuts and stuff, or some kind of tapping. And she goes, no, my emotions are fine. I go, oh, think of an issue, you know, and I think I, you know, clicked my fingers or something and released it. She goes, wow, that's something. I said, well, how are you really checking, you know? She goes, well, I'm using my feelings. I go, well, have you had your feeling body cleared? And she said, what's that? I said, well, how do you judge yourself to get a correct answer if your feeling body hasn't ever been cleaned out? It's giving you false information. So then she goes, yeah, let me check again. She goes, yeah, I need an emotional clearing. So anyway, you can't use a contaminated body to tell you if you're on track or not, because those bodies are contaminated. So back to you, Ann.
Right. And I really appreciated, Ron, you saying that, you know, compassion is not the same. You know, you want to be neutral, not compassionate. It seems like a good thing, but it isn't, really, because it means you're attaching in some way to people.
Yeah, and let's just say that you're using your compassion, you see people that maybe need some financial help, so you give all your money away. They needed it, and you're very compassionate. And then where are you? You know? So, and that'll bring forth anger, because your anger body will be upset because you gave your money away. So that's all contaminated, too. So
right.
You want to get yourself cleaned out. It will bounce from one body to the next.
Right.
And when you clean out one of them, it's kind of like, what is it, the old thing, pop goes the weasel, you know? What's going to come up next, you know? As you turn that crank, what body is contaminated the most in a situation that you're involved with? You want to clean out that body. So back to you, Ed. And the whole thing is becoming peaceful. The more you do, the more peaceful you're going to be. And then you're in non-judgment.
Right.
And you might even, I don't talk about the judgment body one that much, but maybe you do the basic clearings that we kind of talk about. You know, the mental, the emotional, maybe the fear, the feeling, mental, cellular clearing, cellular mental clearing. Then you have the psychic attack stuff going on naturally, and the IQ clearing. That'd be the dark side practitioner or the curses, sexes, spells. And then the IQ clearing, possibly an education clearing. And those are the ones that really are going to get you more awakened. And then see what pops up next. And you really want to throw in the judgment body in there just to see what happens. And then also, you know, like we talked about when the show first started, President Lincoln enslaving people, you know, with the Revenue Act. How do you feel about that? And it was never taken away, you know. Are you upset because you're paying for a Revenue Act to other people? And you may want to clear that from you. So that was in 1861 on today's date. So that should really be a really heavy day today. So this could be your first financial enslavement, okay, that your ancestors, you know, got stuck into. You may want to clear the state August 5th and maybe clear. In fact, I'll clear it for you, but it feels like you probably want to do this on timeline crashing because there's a lot here. So we're going to clear the day. August 5th, 1861. So we're going back, we're time traveling back to your first day of financial enslavement. And it's 3%. Got a 3. Isn't that interesting? The 3 number. You know? So, by the way, it's not harmonics being 3. So you know it has to be darkness there. So here we go. So let's release the day's date, which is August 5th, 2016. So we'll do this right now. Oh, August 5th, we're going to release. So releasing that, the August and the 5th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to time travel back to your enslavement day for finances, which is 1861. Let's clear that. We'll clear the 1 first. So 1,000 we're going to clear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then the 800 for the 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 6, which would be 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's do the upside-down timeline crash for this year. We'll just do the whole thing on the upside-down timeline crash. You get rid of the program. This is what you want to enter into the timeline crashes, the upside-down timeline. The top is a manifestation. That's what's here physically. But the program you want to get rid of, and that's on the upside-down timeline crash. So here we go. Clearing August 5th, 1861, upside-down timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Very, very heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Well, just see how you feel. See if you feel a little freer financially now with the energy of burden being taken off of you, your enslavement. And if somebody can remind me tomorrow, maybe we'll clear one of the vortexes for this off of us. This is our special vortex clearing tomorrow at 11 o'clock Pacific. And the date would be August 6th. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Let me get through a couple more emails. This is another tip for staying current with the Whole Life Healings. This listener, on Sundays, they go to the healing page, and under the specific period, which is the first part, they select the last specific weeks and put in the number 1. So they're clearing the past week every Sunday. I think that sounds like a great plan. Then if, in addition, there's something that affected them during the week, they put it in the incident box and clear it.
That's good, yeah, because you may not know what you're dealing with. So, like, doing it 1 week at a time is perfect. So you can do 1 week or 1 day. If you want to clear the whole week just as a general clearing, then do that. And then if you start thinking of something, this happened to me on last Thursday, then put that day down and what happened. And then do that over again.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I think that sounds very smart, very organized, and that'll help. You know, you can pretty much remember the past week pretty easily. And then just one small other question they're bringing up is, so, you know, when you first do your emotional clearing, you put in emotional body, whole life, then every time you do an incident, should, let's say this person is going to clear the week, but they didn't have any incidents, should they write in the New Earth Transport emotional clearing last 7 days?
Perfect, yeah. That would be good.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Okay, thank you, listener. I really appreciate all the tips we've been getting.
What you're going to find is each time you do these clearings and do this, you're going to feel a little bit more lighter, and you're going to be more in the moment. So you shouldn't be going into the past that often with your thoughts or bringing up memories from the past. And remember, memories have situations typically.
Right.
And then the situations put you on timelines, and then you're on that roller coaster ride again.
Okay. Just very quickly, because while we're coming to the end of the show so fast here, someone who just purchased the new Advanced Parallel Lifetime Timeline Crash, which is wonderful, it says on there single usage, so they just need confirmation. Yes, that is, I didn't know it said single usage. I don't think I noticed that on mine when I bought it, but it is unlimited. It's a lifetime one. And also they're asking where the space-time crash info goes. Well, just to review, it isn't listed on there yet. It's going to be updated. And all you do is at the top, after your name, you write crash all space-times consecutively. Once you're in 10% of the time or 10% of the amount of timelines you crashed, after you've done the timeline crashing, the upside-down timelines, and the tangent, then you do the space-time crashing. So I hope that's clear. We've talked about this on a lot of shows recently, but yeah, don't let that hold you back that it's not on there yet. So Ron, since we only have a little more time, for people who might be listening, is there anything more, you know, that haven't signed up for the Vortex call tomorrow? Can you just say, a little bit about what's going to happen tomorrow?
I'll be clearing the vortex that's attached to your body, quarter to your body, quarter to your body organs. As far as anything else, I don't know yet until I'm on the call, but that's what we're going to be doing. So come on the call and find out.
Oh, and one other question someone had, as with your other live calls, are pets, plants, and children under 18 included for free?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
Great.
Well, everybody, let's do the Mind to Heart drop. I'll be doing the sending the codes out probably within 2 hours here. So you should have it, when you wake up tomorrow morning. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop. Take you out of the alien program, the alien agenda, to get you into the point of peace on the alien timelines that you're living on. So here we go. This is what you're doing. You're stopping their time. So the pendulum for them has stopped when you do this. And then you're peaceful. Here we go. So you have to say out loud, I now command my spirit. So we'll do it together. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we have to do some action here and some work. So we're going to have your spirit do this as we count from 10 to 1 three times. You can actually feel the energies drop down in your body from your head to your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. And tomorrow night on VBS, same time, same station, we'll go to the light ship. Bye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific. Bye.